liked each other. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The leaders of the U.S. and Poland are meeting now in Warsaw with President Duda, praising President Biden for his trip to Ukraine.
That was a significant sign for all those people, the sign that a free world has not forgotten them.
I told President Zelensky when we spoke in Kyiv yesterday, I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
And President Biden will make a speech later today. Fox's Peter Ducey's in Warsaw says Poland wants U.S. troops, more of them sent, fearing Russia could target them next.
And that is a fear that grows as U.S. officials we're talking to contend with the very real possibility that the Chinese could soon start helping Russia in their war effort.
China's top diplomat is in Moscow today for talks.
The U.S. price tag for helping Ukraine battle Russia so far, $113 billion. That number could grow exponentially if Russia winds up getting that Chinese help and if Putin starts carrying out nuclear tests now that he is suspending the U.S.-Russia New START nuclear treaty.
Now, Russian leader Vladimir Putin announced that in a long speech today, again claiming he didn't start the war in Ukraine, the West did.
What's important is that our relations have degraded. The responsibility for that is fully on the United States. They can't be silly people.
In Iran, a leader of a U.S.-based opposition group has been sentenced to death. Jamshed Sharmad's an Iranian German national who lived in California, but his family claims Iran abducted him in Dubai in 2020. Iran convicted him of terrorism, accusing Sharmad's group of orchestrating a deadly mosque attack. More than 2 weeks after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, a medical center will open for residents complaining of sickness. The head of the EPA will visit again today.
To provide an update on its efforts to address the disaster, he's expected to announce additional measures to ensure the health and safety of the community and ways to hold Norfolk Southern accountable.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While East Palestine deals with the toxic train derailments, another community outside Cleveland was rocked by a metals plant explosion.
Oakwood Village, Ohio.
I just see a plume of smoke, and then the bigger explosion, and then the ball of flame.
The explosion hurled bricks, steel beams, and chunks of concrete, crushing cars in the parking lot and shattering windows across the street. A plant maintenance worker was killed, 13 other people hospitalized.
Fox's Jack Callahan. An arrest in California in the murder of a bishop found shot to death Saturday.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna reveals 65-year-old Carlos Medina was arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell.
Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
Medina, the husband of O'Connell's housekeeper. Luna noting two firearms were recovered at Medina's Torrance home and will be analyzed, adding his vehicle resembles a dark-colored SUV seen on video in O'Connell's driveway on the day of the murder. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Actor Alec Baldwin isn't off the hook, but he's facing less possible jail time in New Mexico over the 2021 shooting on a movie set.
Prosecutors dropped the firearms enhancement charge Baldwin faced as part of the involuntary manslaughter charges in the death of Helena Hutchins on the film set of Rust. The district attorney, Mary Carmack Altweaves, filed the paperwork to remove the charge, according to Fox News Digital, in order to avoid further litigious distractions by Mr. Baldwin and his attorneys. Heather Brewer, spokesperson for the DA, said the prosecution's priority is securing justice, not securing billable hours for big city attorneys. If convicted on that charge, Baldwin faced a mandatory 5 years in prison. The maximum penalty he now faces is 18 months. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures down more than 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.